You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We welcome you on ESPN2 as well as ESPN Radio, and today is Giving Tuesday. It's the global day of giving. It's also the start of ESPN's V-Week when we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. And we can all make a difference today by supporting cancer research, which is needed now more than ever. I always say this, it's the best thing that we do here. We do it, obviously, as you know, during ESPYs week. Giving Day, Giving Tuesday is another great opportunity for you to be part of it as well. 100% of your donations, as we've told you many times, a lot of you already know this, 100% of the donations go to cancer research. All you have to do is go to v.org/donate. If you're able to give now, it is Giving Tuesday. It is a day that a lot of people like to reach in their pockets and do a good thing while also shopping and getting things for each other. Let's also try to eradicate cancer from the face of this earth. So you have it at v.org/donate. We will discuss it throughout the show. And of course, what we have to do is discuss a lot of things around the NFL. And Bart Scott, the next time we see football, after last night's Monday night game now is over and week 12 is in the books, the next football game that is played in the NFL, it is December.
Yeah.
When I tell you December football, what do you think of as a guy who made the playoffs 6 times in your career?
We call it the dash for the cash, right? And we understand it is no more my bad. Because if you mess up, it's our bad.
Yeah.
Because we trusted you. Like, this is about winning time. It's just no hiccups. You can't have, oh, man, we let one slip away. Because it can be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. And that we know that that means that if you don't make the playoffs, 35% turnover on the roster. That means guys that you love, guys that you've seen, they may decide to say, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction because we're restarting. If you make the playoffs, we're going to say, oh, everybody here, okay, you know, we just need to add some stuff to what we already have. So maybe instead of 35% turnover, it's maybe 10% turnover. You might lose some guys that are high-priced free agents that you say, you know what, but if you want to stay, you want your coach to stay. Coach used to say all the time, if you like me, if you care and love the way we do business,
right,
you guys better play ball because they will get rid of it. First they get rid of you, then they get rid of me. So, like, right now is a pivotal time, especially for these coaches that's been on the fringe. If you're a guy like Brandon Staley, oh, you better hope your team raise up. Because I tell you what, Sean Payton has been hovering like a hawk looking at the mice go through the burrows. And he waiting for Brandon Staley to poke his head up, and oh, he's going to swoop down and take him off. If not, if he can't get that one because, you know, Brandon Staley makes it underneath and makes it through the burrow and he can't get him, he's going to look to his left and say, okay, well, this Kyler Murray little hamster, pocket hamster, I'll go over there and I'll swoosh on Kingsbury. I'll go over there and get that.
Yep.
But he prefers to swoop on on Brandon Staley. So now you have guys hovering, former coaches, coordinators, everybody's hovering. So, like, if
the
you love your coach,
circling.
Yeah, but they're circling.
Yep.
They're circling. And then somebody is that chum's in the water, that shark chum's in the water. And either you're going to rise to the top or you're going to sink to the bottom. We used to say either sugar or it. You know what I'm saying? There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about we almost made the postseason. You either do or do not. Try is not an option. So right now, this is when the young teams don't know that it's about to get ratcheted up a bit. It's hard to explain. This is almost playoff intensity because it's almost die or go home. So now you have the teams that want to be spoilers. Like, if I can't go, you can't go. We call them Buck Nasty. They're the biggest haters, the haters ball champions. Buck Nasties are out there. If I can't go, I'm going to grab your leg and pull you underneath with me. If I'm dying, you dying with me.
Right.
But then you have the guys that are getting healthy, the teams that feel like, oh, man, we getting healthy at the right time, and they did not create enough distance. We're in striking distance to catch some people. So you got those guys that have nothing to lose, that are willing to do anything, that's playing and getting momentum. Then you got the guys that are limping to the finish line. They just hoping they can cross the finish line before they get caught. And they can feel the teams behind them on their neck. They can feel their breath. Their hairs are sticking up. And they don't want to look back. As they look back, they know it's going to slow them down. But, man, they trying to make it to that finish line. And then you got the guys in between. Then you got the Kansas Cities of the world that's just standing
cruise
up,
control.
Looking at everybody. Mm-hmm. Cruise control. Let's get healthy. Let's start doing stuff. Let's start scouting who our opponents are going to be in the Philadelphia Eagles. Even though the Philadelphia Eagles, they got some people that's behind them.
There you go.
So they're starting to say, hey, let's limit these snaps. If we up it against a team and our schedule's easy, let's take our starter out. We don't want them getting hurt on those stupid stuff. Forget the records. Forget, like, leading the league in passing. We just going to hand the ball off. Hakuna Matatos. We're looking for, you know what I'm saying? And then you got some thirst buckets out there. Okay, man, who can we sign? Oh, Melvin Gordon? Oh, we can just add on because Clyde Edwards-Helaire's hurt.
Yep.
Let's see if we can just grab anybody. Maybe he won't fumble for us, but that gives us a body, a good body. Sorry, brother, you got to go to the practice squad. You know, you're still on the team, but you got to go to the practice squad. And then you got the Odell Beckham sweepstakes.
Yes.
Who can hire the last remaining chip that may be able to be a differential piece on the team? December.
Yeah, you just broke down. Like, there's so many things that still have yet to come after a season where we have already played 3 months. This is still the most exciting month to come, at least in the regular season. Obviously, January and then a little bit of February is the most exciting time. But it is the most wonderful time of the year because it's December football. So let's play a little trust factor as we go through it, right? Because these are the games that matter the most. Mm. And start looking at teams that are in contention and start saying, who do you trust more? Look at teams that have a shot at their division. Who do you trust more? Look at the two teams that aren't even trying to win the damn division. Somebody's got to win the NFC South. Who do you trust more? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Will be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. And Bart, does it get any better than the fact that our first December game is Bills at Patriots?
Mm.
You talk about December football, nothing screams it more than an AFC East showdown between a Bills team that was supposed to run away with it and, of course, a Patriots team that's hanging in there.
Yeah.
But we know funny things happen in Foxborough, especially this time of year.
Tell you what, I'm optimistic that the Jets with Mike White can figure out a way to win this division. This division is still wide open.
Don't even.
So I'm hoping, and I'm never really a fan or I've never really rooted for the Patriots, but I hope the Patriots get the dub.
What?
I want the Patriots to win. I want the Patriots to win because I want Buffalo to come back to the pack. And if the Jets can pull up the upset in Minnesota, that means that by the end of the week, the second time's the charm, the Jets can be in first place of the AFC East. Because those boys from South Beach, they got to play the varsity now. So that's the difference.
The Dolphins and Bills
they
are 8-3
atop play the
division.
Varsity.
So the Bills, you're saying, you're rooting for the Patriots to get their seventh win, which, I'm warning you, would tie them with the Jets, but they've already taken the season series from the Jets. Not only have they taken they have embarrassed them in those two games.
Well, actually, the Patriots would be in first place. The Jets will be in second place because they would have the same record as the Jets.
Well, no.
The Dolphins
and Bills still have 8 wins. So all that would happen if you're expecting the Bills and Dolphins, if you were rooting for the Bills to lose this game and the Dolphins you expect to lose their game at 49ers.
Jets are first.
That is now 8-4, 8-4. You'd have
Jets
to have
the breakers.
Jets win in Minnesota.
Right.
But if they don't, you are opening a very dangerous door, which is moving even with the Patriots and then obviously not falling below them because even record means the Patriots have the tiebreaker, and now you are beneath them, and there's no catching them.
Listen,
that's a dangerous place to be. There's no way I'm rooting for the Patriots to win that game Thursday night. No chance.
The Jets have the easier remaining schedule. So don't worry about that, because guess who the Dolphins have? We've been patting the Dolphins on the back.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play the varsity. Their remaining schedule.
Go ahead.
They have this week, they have the 49ers.
Yep.
Then they have the Chargers.
At 49ers.
Yes, and they have the Chargers. They got to go
LA?
Back. Yeah, they got to go back west twice.
So maybe they stay out west.
Then they got to go to Buffalo. Ooh. They got to go to Orchard Park in December? in that weather.
Oh, hell no.
So the same advantage they had where you had the Bills falling out and passing out and passing out, now they're going to be over there with frostbite. Let's see if Jalen Waddle and let's see if Tyreek Hill got ice skates.
The FBI over the next 3 weeks for the Dolphins is 34% at Niners, 45% at Chargers, 32%
at Patriots,
at Bills.
So who cares if they beat
Packers
the Jets?
At Packers at Patriots, that's New Year's Day.
So who
and then they finish season against the Jets, which could be a very compelling game.
So who cares if they beat the Jets? Because even if they beat the Jets, I'm putting four losses on them. That's seven losses. There's no way in hell the Jets lose four times. And then we'll have that discussion. That's going to be wide open. That could be for their survival. That could be an eliminator for them to get in the postseason. Because if they lose those four, that's seven losses. And then if they lose to the Jets, that can be eight. They can miss the playoffs.
The Miami Dolphins.
They can miss the playoffs.
Trust Factor. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Do you trust the Dolphins? Scott in New York, start us off.
Yeah, Bart, I hear what you're saying, Bart, but I'm trusting the Dolphins, man. Because
you trusting them?
Tua and Tyreek, Bart, tell me, come on. Bills have been looking kind of shaky, man. I'm not saying that they're still not the struggle, but if you tell me the two of those teams right there right now, who's been looking the shaky of the two teams, even though they're the top? And I say it's the Bills, but I'm just thinking that the way the Dolphins are playing, I think that I got to trust the Dolphins.
Okay, Scott, can you tell me the Dolphins' last four opponents?
No, you're right. I mean, I agree with you saying. They got to go to the Bills. I think the Chargers, when they'll get the Bills, like you said, they're going to be freezing. The cajon is off, but I think they're going to get it done, man.
So you're taking the Dolphins over the 49ers this week in San Francisco.
The 49ers look like they're really be beat by Dolphins.
They haven't. The 49ers have not given up a touchdown in the second half.
True that.
In four weeks.
Yeah.
And they got CMC. They can run the rock. And you got to remember, something happens funny to the body clock when you go over to, and you're playing 3 hours earlier. And you look up and it's 1 o'clock, it's really 4 o'clock. Then they got to go to San Francisco.
We're
going to see what they can do in this cold weather.
Now, I understand yesterday you had a great Jets-Dolphins battle going yesterday with Amber. But I'm listening to your logic just based on the schedule. Let's see if everybody else agrees. Kenny in Tennessee. Kenny.
Yeah, I totally disagree with y'all with Bart there. I'm not a Dolphin fan, but I give them one bad game the rest of the year that they might lose. Don't know who it'll be against, but it sure won't be against San Francisco.
Oh, it won't.
That's going to be a 38-13 win. You talk about San Francisco not giving up touchdowns. You talk about look at Miami's last four opponents. Look at San Francisco's last four opponents.
What do you mean? Like, who? Name, tell us their
last four opponents. Francisco ain't played nobody.
I just want to ask a question. Hang on. Kenny. So the 49ers are going to score just 13 points against the Dolphins.
The Dolphins gave up 31 points against Chicago. What are you talking about? Mm. They gave up 32 to Chicago.
Justin Fields is awesome, though, man.
But CMC,
awesome, man.
Debo Samuels, Kittles ain't nothing. Come on, man. You just said
They ain't got CMC. They ain't got no Tua leading them.
They ain't got CMC. Oh, my God.
They ain't got no field leader, man. They ain't got no general.
Tua Tagovailoa has beaten four JV teams 4 weeks in a row. And that defense in Miami is getting
Tua's
up a lot.
Tua's 13-2 as a starter and 8-0 this year in games he started and finished.
Oh, okay. And who's he missing this week? Oh, yeah, that'll be his left tackle. Oh, who's he going against? Oh, Joey Bosa's going against barbecue chicken. who's blocking ball?
Daniel
Come on.
Knows him.
Okay,
the coach knows him very well.
Okay,
all right.
Kenny. I'm sure he's scared. He knows what's coming.
Kenny's got trust.
And I'm gonna guess Shanahan don't know nothing about McDonald. He's taught McDonald everything that he knows. He don't know everything that Shanahan knows.
Let's stay in New York. Let's talk to Jeff in New York. What's up, Jeff?
Can't believe he's saying it.
Yeah, he said 13 points for the Niners. Write it down.
That guy just said everything I wanted to say because I'm a Dolphins fan for 41 years.
Yeah, good luck.
And you're just a hater. You're just a Tua hater, and that's fine.
I'm a Tua hater. Right? Who did Tua beat?
Let me ask you something.
I didn't ask you that. I said, who did Tua beat?
The Jets have supposedly the best defense in the league. What quarterbacks did the Jets beat?
What? They beat Josh Allen. What are you talking about?
Oh, one, yeah, okay. One, what you just said is one.
You just asked me name one. That's just the first one I named.
Who else? Who else? Because they have such a whoever they beat is on their schedule. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying the schedule getting real. How they gonna look in Orchard Park? How they gonna look in Orchard Park? Who they gonna look? How they gonna look in Orchard Park in the snow?
The same way you made excuses. Oh, the Bills. It was hot.
Yeah, and that's the same excuse. That's the same excuse. Yeah, but they live in it. That's the same excuse you're going to make when you go up there and it's going to be frostbite. Let's see how strong Tua. Let's see how far Tua can throw the ball in 25 to 30 mile an hour wind. Hopefully, it's not the lake effect snow. Let's see how he plays in the lake effect snow.
Gentlemen, allow me to answer Jeff's question for him. Who has he beaten? Allow me to answer the question.
Would you listen?
Allow me to answer your question. What quarterbacks have the Jets beaten? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Josh Allen.
Okay.
And by the way, they also
beat the Dolphins already?
No. They also
You beat our third string quarterback, Bart.
Okay. So, congratulations.
Okay.
Listen, we beat your third string quarterback.
Third string quarterback. Thank you, Jeff.
What you talking about? We had our third string quarterback playing.
I knew you were going to do that.
Our third string quarterback versus your third string quarterback.
A lot of Dolphins trust so far, but we've got
the quarterback
more.
That beat y'all ain't even dressing.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kamari in Jersey, who do you have trust in?
I have trust in my Niners. I'm a diehard Niner fan. Bart, I love you guys. Between y'all and First Take, y'all keep me rolling and going. But let me explain something to you. Bart, I wish you was on the Niners back then when you were playing. Let me say this. Everyone needs to pay attention. The entire NFC is on notice. They're terrified of the Niners right now. They're terrified. The worst thing they wanted was the Niners to get healthy. That's a fact. Them Dolphin fans, you guys are right. The Dolphins hasn't played nobody.
Kamari.
We about to tear the league up.
Yes. I agree with you 100%. I said when they got CMC, it's the cheat code.
Yep.
This is the most physical football team in all the land.
They have
four players that can play and thrive in two different positions. Mm-hmm. Uchek's a tight end
Absolutely.
And a fullback. Deebo Samuel's a receiver and a running back. CMC's a slot receiver and a tailback. They have so much versatility that they are going to put – listen, it's going to be tough to deal with. And guess what? It's going to be cold
Absolutely.
And tough defenses and tough run games win. Now, Elijah Mitchell is going to hurt them, but maybe he'll be back. Nobody wants to see San Francisco, and it looks like Seattle is faltering, and that means you're going to have to go to San Francisco and deal with the win factor and all that crazy stuff coming off the bay.
Last four games, the 49ers have allowed 14 points, 16 points, 10 points, and a shutout.
How many in the second half?
Yeah, it's, I don't
yeah, that
have
would
that
be a
breakdown.
Zero burger.
Yeah,
you better score
breakdown.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, no, this is great. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes.
Dolphins fans keep coming up there talking about we beat y'all third string quarterback. when we beat y'all with our third string quarterback.
Cameron's in Missouri. Cameron.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Bart, you my boy. The Dolphins will lose like four of the last six games.
That's what I'm saying.
I have the Jets winning the division because everybody else is gonna fold.
Right, the Jets have the easiest Who? Remaining schedule.
The Jets
have one of the easiest remaining – well, not easiest. They still have the Dolphins. They still have the Bills.
Yeah.
But they also have the Lions, the Jaguars, and I think they can beat Seattle because that
exactly.
run game and that defense –
Minnesota, don't forget, that's the next one.
I got all that.
Yeah.
But the Jets are going to at least win four more games. Let's say three at the worst.
Well, that
– That's 10 wins.
Yeah, yeah. That's more than 10.
I'm saying if they win three, that's 10.
Yeah.
If they win four, that's 11.
Right, which should
be enough.
The
Dolphins could lose 4-5. They can go on a three-game losing streak right now. Going out west is not easy to do. And it's not like they're going out west to play some bums. Like, the Chargers can put up points right with them.
Okay. All right, so that's what we're doing today. Trust factor, as you can see throughout the NFL, December football is here, everybody. Starting Thursday, that's December 1st, week 13 – begins December football. And Bart, there's some teams we trust and some teams we don't. And Bart's made it pretty clear. Dolphins fans, he doesn't trust your team. But what about your team? What do you trust in what you see throughout the league? We'll continue with your calls.
Let's go, Midwest. Midwest, where you at, man?
ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection. When bundling home and auto, it's one of those rare times you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is V-Week at ESPN.
Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Help continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit V.org/donate. All donations benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
Welcome back to Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott at ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It is V-Week at ESPN. We partner with the V Foundation to highlight the urgent need for cancer research. It's a game-changing research that's helping save lives. And we know these are challenging times for everyone. And around the holiday season as well, we've got our money going in a lot of different directions. But if you're able, you can join the fight against cancer by visiting v.org/donate. And 100%, of course, of your donation goes directly to cancer research. So we table our NFL conversation with you for a moment, but we've got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You've already got, Bart, I mean, the debate is on fire. You've got people mad at you, which is your job.
We and, even went to the Midwest yet.
And we have yet to get to some of the other divisions.
Bungles. We ain't touched them bungles
yet. Yes, so there's still plenty to get to there. But let's bring in our good friend Shelly Smith, who joins us right now, a five-time Emmy-winning reporter here at ESPN for two decades.
Can I borrow an Emmy? Can I hold one?
That's right. We need one on the
now
shelf
Now I'm up
here.
To seven.
Oh, seven? So you got to update your profile, my dear.
Alan's known to short you. He keeps saying I played in the league for 10 years. He keeps shorting me a year.
I tell Bart his first season doesn't
pension.
Count.
He messed with my pension.
That's right.
Shelly, how are you? How are you feeling? It's great to talk to you again.
I'm good. Likewise, I miss you guys. No, I'm great, and I'm so glad you're doing this for the V Foundation, because there is no better organization out there to fight cancer than that one, because they give all the proceeds right to the scientists, you know, and the people who – and I've gotten – you know, I have had three different kinds of cancer. I'm fine now, but I had uterine, breast, and melanoma, which was the deadliest. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine now, and it's because of the V Foundation. They were so great to me. And they, you know, called on me, and they took me to the Dickie V gala. I mean, they cared so much. And Holly Rowe was going through cancer at the same time, and they couldn't have been nicer to her. So I know they have their hands full, especially these days. And it's just so nice that you're doing this, and it's great that we honor them.
For the people that don't know your story or is not familiar with your story, can you tell everybody how you first discovered it and how important it is to get early screening?
Yeah, early detection is everything. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for early detection. And while they were figuring out my breast cancer, and I was going through all these studies up at Stanford, and they found the melanoma. So thank God for that, because I would have been dead in 2 years from the melanoma. And Holly went through the ringer with her melanoma. And so I didn't have a lump. I didn't have any kind of unusual anything. I just went in for a routine mammogram. And than my doctor. This, you guys know this. When you're in sports, everyone thinks that they know what you do. And so he calls me, and it happened to be the day of the lottery pick. And he's like, hey, we think we found a little bit of cancer. But what pick did the Lakers get? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's a quack.
Can you rewind that a little bit? Hey, you know that cancer? Yeah. It's back. Meanwhile, where are the Lakers picking tonight in the lottery?
Amazing. Oh, it was crazy. And I told him. I said, "You're a quack. You're quack A." So that's what I've been calling him ever since. But he found it, but he didn't care much about it. Right. he knew I'd be fine, and that's what I am.
Well, at that point, I think you thought maybe the Lakers' future wouldn't be as bleak as it looks right now, Shelley. I mean, did you? It's been 22 years since they blew a 17-point lead with 10 minutes to go in a game, but this Laker team finds different ways to lose. It seems.
I know, and I just heard your news announcer say somebody had a lacerated kidney, and I go, well, I don't think that's the problem. I think they're not good. They're just terrible, and they can't find any kind of chemistry. They can't find any kind of camaraderie, and I think they're all at each other's throats, and it's horrible to watch. I couldn't watch the game last night. I didn't watch it all.
I mean, how much do you got to believe that they reach a point? I always call December like the beginning of the trade season in the NBA because that's
right.
When it unlocks everybody. Pretty much the whole league is tradable by December 15th. Mm-hmm. Everybody you sign and traded for in the summer now become eligible to be traded. And of all the teams that you would expect to be active, I would imagine the Lakers would be the most active once things really loosen up here in the next couple of weeks. They can't possibly, that brand with LeBron, you can't possibly just ride this out.
I don't see how they can either, but I don't know because there was all kinds of talk the last 2 weeks about trades with the Pacers. And those, of course, didn't happen and nothing has happened. And they keep thinking that they'll pull it out and figure it out and they aren't. And last night was abominable. Mm-hmm. It was just, I read about it today. I didn't watch it because I was too disgusted.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan. I don't really like the Lakers. I don't really like anybody anymore because I've been in this business for too long. But you want your hometown team to do well, I guess, but they're just not. And so I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do. And Rob Pelinka doesn't seem to know what to do either, and that's not good.
That is a big problem.
Because he's in charge.
Joining us right now, of course, a longtime ESPN reporter as we were celebrating Giving Tuesday, v.org/donate to be part of it if you can. All donations, 100% of all donations go straight to the foundation. Another L.A. topic for you, Shelley, involves something that Bart and I have been talking about. We've been watching this for a while. It feels like Sean Payton is sort of just hovering, waiting to see what happens with Brandon Staley and the Chargers. It seems like inevitable. It seems like a perfect situation.
Oh.
The quarterback, L.A. market. A franchise that certainly could use a star quality kind of coach like this. Do you feel like that's, are you seeing the same thing we're seeing?
Why the Chargers? Why not the Rams?
McVay just signed a long extension and he's got a Lombardi. Yeah, exactly. That's
why. Yeah, they're in trouble too. And I think they really like Brandon Staley over at the Chargers. And I covered the Chargers for a couple of years last year, the year before, I don't know. I don't know that he's on a hot seat. Except for he makes some bonehead decisions on fourth downs and 2-point conversions and things like that. But he believes in himself, and I think they like him. But I don't say that the Rams were a certain either. If not more. So who knows what's going on here in LA?
Mm.
Kind of strange.
It's always about the stars. You always just consider when there's a star name or a big name, LA comes first.
What puts our antennas up is, Sean Payton stated, and it's rare that a former coach would openly gush over a job when it's a coach that,
still
in a fraternity that still has it. And he said that he would love to coach either in Arizona, which we know Cliff Kingsbury could be losing his job, but they just paid those guys.
Yeah.
We know how cheap the Bidwell family is as far as eating money. But on
right,
the other side,
right.
Justin Herbert is a generational talent. And you think about what Sean Payton did with Drew Brees, somebody that left the Chargers and what he turned into. It might be just the catalyst to get that team over the top because, we had so much high expectations when they made the trade for Khalil Mack and brought in J.C. Jackson, mm-hmm. but it's fallen flat on his face. And if, you know, they need somebody to be able to compete from an offensive mind, from a brand standpoint, with Kansas City to be able to try and beat Andy Reid and all that he brings there. And Sean Payton is the only one with that type of resume currently.
Yeah, I just don't know. I think they really like Brandon Staley. I think they're going to stick with him for a little bit. But what do I know? I know nothing. Well, and I'm going to retire in July. Just so
you know nothing. You're polishing off those Emmys saying you know nothing. You know plenty, Shelley. You're just not sharing.
Well, you're announcing this. You're retiring in July.
Retiring in July, I am.
Can I come to the retirement party?
A long time.
That's got to be a hell of a party. Can I come hang out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like anybody.
You have to be celebrated, Shelley. Yeah. National treasure.
Well,
you're so nice. I just went to the. I want to talk about. Let's talk about USC. That's something that's positive that's going on here in LA.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the quarterback.
Do they get in?
Caleb.
Do they get in?
Caleb. No. Well, I think they will. I think they will beat Utah Friday night, because they're a different team than they were when they lost to them the first time this year, and they're different. Their defense is better, and I think they'll get in, and I think that they could make it all the way to the finals, and
Keyshawn
that's kind of fun.
Will be,
Keyshawn will be unbearable.
Keyshawn will be unbearable.
I know. Well, he's unbearable anyway. He's unbearable anyway.
You would know.
But he would. I would know. And he's my dear friend, and yes. I love him to death. But yeah, he is unbearable.
Yeah,
and especially when it comes to USC.
Mm-hmm. And then Caleb Williams obviously making a big name for himself now, as everybody.
Well, CJ Stroud, you know, screwing up, he could put himself in the Heisman race.
Yeah, no.
I think he will. I think he's already there. I think he's doing commercials. They just did a PSA with him at USC about mental health. He did all these, you know, push button issues, and he's a really good kid. Everyone really likes him. And I think that he could do it. You know, I don't like this, you know, everyone transferring and going to different schools. It wasn't that way when I grew up. You know, mm-hmm. I was a Nebraska Cornhusker and everybody stayed, you know, and we're terrible now, but.
Well, you got Matt Rule. Congratulations.
Well, I don't know if that's good or not.
Oh, what a perfect place to leave it right there. Shelly, it is always wonderful to talk to you. It's great to hear you laughing and just, again, feeling good about life. And congratulations on what's
feeling
ahead
great.
For you with retirement.
Thanks
well
so much,
deserved.
You guys.
All the
and
best.
And you can call anytime. Even if I'm retired, you can still call me.
Oh, we will do that. Shelly, thank you so much. The great Shelly Smith, 7-time, let me make it clear, 7-time Emmy-winning ESPN reporter. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to your calls on who you trust in the NFL. But first, Bart is going to tell us about
what?
Vivid Seats.
Oh, yeah. Let me get Vivid, because I'm telling you what, not only is the football season heating up, this conversation about who you trust with the trust fall is heating up. Football season is heating up, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they also have official ticketing part. They are also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th one free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Bart and Han.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself.
This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support.
Join the fight against cancer. Go to v.org/Stewart. All donations benefit the Stewart Scott Cancer Research Fund.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, Giving Tuesday today, v.org/donate. 100% of your donations go to research. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get back into the conversation with you. As we have been talking about, December football is here. It begins Thursday, the first game of Week 13. It's December 1st.
Yeah.
And I tell Bart, when I say December football, what do you say? Just one word.
Dash for the cash, baby.
No, that's not one word, but I'll take it.
Cash. Money. Right.
And Bills-Patriots is your game Thursday. Nothing speaks December football like a good AFC East matchup. And you've got... Mm-hmm.
And listen,
Dolphins as a team that you think is going to struggle these next couple of weeks and could fall out, and you've got a lot of people upset about that.
And I'm just getting started because I haven't forgot about you, Ohio. I understand your Bengals and little Macaulay Culkin Jr. is starting to ball out, and they just beat Tennessee. Listen, Dallas, Philadelphia, Washington, haven't forgot about you either. Mm. Or the Giants. We're going to touch that NFC East, too. We're going around the globe.
Let's get some calls in here while we can. We got some news on Barton Hahn Nation. Let's get Jason Arizona hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Jason.
Hey, guys. I have a little Jordan Love comment, but I have like a 30-second fundamental explanation of what could save Ben Simmons' career, if I could just give that to you real
ben
quick.
Ben Simmons' career? Let's table that and do that later in the show. Get to, because right. We're on
well,
the
y'all don't ever want to talk about it. Y'all don't ever want to talk about it. You want me to play GM and shit, like I'm a GM.
See, yeah.
What is he talking about? Like, we're talking about football. He's coming in with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when we talk NBA, we'll talk NBA, but don't force it into the conversation by lying about what you want to talk about. Let's go to Steve in New York. Steve.
Well, what's up, fellas? B&H, big fan.
What's happening? Up? Thanks, Steve.
I got a question.
Okay, what's you got for
so, me? So, 9 times out of 10, well, let me start off by saying, big Jet fan. And I'm a long way from giving up on the Mormon missile, Zach Wilson, right? So okay. 9 times out of 10, if a GM whiffs on the second overall pick, he's packing his bags.
Of course.
Well, now
but
if he Joe goes
D's
to the playoffs.
Not a scrub. Right. Joe D's not a scrub. After the last two drafts, though, it worries me. How much leeway is Woody going to give this guy if Zach Wilson is a bust?
Well, look at where they're at. They have plenty of salary cap space because they haven't paid anybody. They're going to pay Quinnen Williams, but they still have managed to have a great roster. I think he didn't overspend for DJ Reed, who's turned out to be one of the best corners in the league. He hit on Sauce when everybody wanted him to get Stingley, right? So he ended up with the best center. The draft before, he ended up with the best offensive player. When you think about Vera Tucker, who showed you he can shine at left tackle, right guard, left guard, and right tackle. He's coming back. He hit on Breece Hall, moving up against Breece Hall, who was going to run away with offense. The Jets could have had offensive defensive player of the year, and we ain't even mention Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that gets you your walking papers.
That's why when 90% of your draft over the first couple of years you drafted has been a A+.
And if Beckton can just stay healthy, who knows what he could be. And we ain't even talking about him coming back next
year. So, Steve, I don't think he's in any kind of trouble. And you know what? I'll tell you what. What tells me he's not is that he made this decision. He and also Robert Saleh. You make this decision with confidence. You know, some of the best GMs in the world follow that same thing that Jerry West always says. A mistake is only a mistake when you compound it by not saying it's a mistake. Just acknowledge it and move on.
And he did sign.
Mike Wade! That's the most important thing. Blitzer Prevent coming up. And, of course, more of your calls. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.